It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Everybody, my name is Rachel and welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast. Today I am here with Ian and we are going to be talking about, well, the topic is, what do you get the person who says they have everything and doesn't need anything?
Rachel's like the unanswerable question, right?
Yeah, it is.
Every time Christmas's birthdays come around, there's so many people in my family who I sit there going, what on earth do I get them? I can't even think for one second a gift I could get this person. And generally when I do get them something, it's either returned within the month or I get it back a year later and they say, well, it was a nice idea, but we don't really use that. So you think to yourself, if all that money you could put to better use, you know? So yeah, we've got the unanswerable question.
Yep. So, you know, for older family members, it can be hard to get them gifts that they actually care about from their hearts, you know. And we love our parents and our grandparents, but we can never think of the perfect gift. So what do we get them? I was thinking something really, really heartfelt could be a few. I mean, we have a ton of examples today.
You mean socks?
Some of them are on our site. What'd you say?
I say you mean socks or a tie? Yeah.
No, not this year. Not
braces,
this year.
You gotta
get them something better, you know, something more unique.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but I can never think of it. So this was amazing when we actually were prepping for this episode and I thought, wow, now I have every gift lined up for the next quarter century at least.
No, for real. We really do have so many things. Should I name just a few of them?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, fire away. And then we'll dig into what they are.
Well, we kind of went over memory coasters in our last episode. Didn't talk about them too much, but there's memory coasters. There's like memory Christmas decorations. So like you can encase, you know, any prized little possession that you have. You can turn it into an ornament. You can, you could even make a bookend or something like that.
Yeah.
Mantle display. So kind of like another, I should have said that for bookend.
Paperweights, that, you know, there's one thing as well, but books probably a little bit out of fashion with the younger crowd, but the older crowd's still reading books.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing things with that. And I don't think that would be a bad idea at all. Something that was a resin piece that had maybe a bigger picture in that you could use as a bookend, that would work fine.
Oh, yeah. I like that, actually.
See, we've got to think the older crowd, what were they like, right?
Yeah.
Because I always think of my dad, right? And he's in his 80s. And I keep thinking to myself, like, what would I get him? And then, you know, your dad's what, in his 50s? So it's like, what would you get him? Now, money isn't an object all the time. It's not like they're like, oh, wow, you spent a lot of money on me here.
Yeah.
But that's where that old adage, it's the thought that counts, really does count.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. Like if you got your dad or your granddad or your grandma, let's say you made them something that had a picture of you in it so they could always be thinking of you, or even like a picture of the family or a picture of their dog or something like that. That is so touching.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like even like if they went on a trip that they talk about, you know, that they went on and they can't go back to that place either due to finances or, you know, just feeling a little too elderly. Like I know my grandpa, he's like, oh, I love that place, but I'll never go back there. You know,
maybe 100%. My dad's the same way. He won't fly. Right. So,
if
you could make something, so maybe something from their childhood. Mm-hmm. And the amazing part about the way resin works as well and the way you can encase things is if you have a parent who, let's say it was like France was their favorite place, you could get like a miniature little Eiffel Tower, put that into the resin.
That's so cute.
Right, a little French flag in there as well, and maybe a few other French trinkets in and around maybe one of their famous photos that they loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a really great gift. It's something that they unwrap, and it shows, one, you care. Two, you're really thinking about them. Three, you went to the effort, and it wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to go and spend $50 down the store and we'll see what we get. And then you have the experience of making it with your friends as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know about you guys here on the podcast listening, but I am all in, like all into and all about energies and vibrations. And definitely I feel like when you actively take time and effort and put it into something, it really does. It doesn't only show in the product, but in the way that that item makes you feel definitely carries that energy. So I can definitely
agree.
See these resonances.
That's really well said, Rachel, because that really is the case. Like, my son actually made me something the other day in his ceramics class at school, and it was for my birthday. So the way you feel when you get something where someone's been thinking of you, rather than when, did you just get that off Amazon? Like yesterday, overnight delivery. It's like, thanks, you know. But this was really touching that he went to that thought of, that was great. But the memory coasters, I want to touch on them a bit more, because we touched on that in our last episode, and we did get a response from someone who wrote in and said they make these coasters all the time. And then we had someone else ask, you know, where can you get the molds from? And I pointed them into a place where they could get the molds from. Now, I love the Christmas ones and I love the theme ones. And I actually got one of my vows is to this coming year have a whole set of different themed ones, because I want stuff for Thanksgiving. I want stuff for Christmas. Mark. I want stuff for maybe July 4th, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to do a bunch of those different sets of coasters. They're so cheap to do. Like, the amount of resin that you would use in making coasters, you'd spend less than, I think, $15 resin on each of them.
People probably would think that they need like a whole bucket. You don't need anything close to 5 gallons for that. You know, it's just
exactly. Like, you get a ton out of if you actually bought a gallon kit, you get a ton out of that. But you can get even the next size down from there and get tons of them done. But the great part about them is you can use them constantly. They are great things when people come over to look at and they're sitting around. Everyone has stuff on their coffee tables. Mm-hmm. When you have something that tells a story of your life there as well, that's really, really special. And I think you'll actually become the gifting hero if you actually do that.
No, I would agree. I would agree. I mean, it wasn't even out of epoxy, but I made my grandpa coasters. I think I was in like fifth grade, and it was just for this like art club thing that I had. And they're just coasters with my art printed on it. But like, he framed one of the coasters, you know? So and that's cool too, because like, it doesn't always have to stay a coaster. It could also turn into a paperweight. Like, I don't know.
It could be used for so many different things. Like, I actually know people who have actually made these resin molds to make like wine bottle holders.
So it
actually is where you put different bottles of wine, and each of them tells a bit of a story, right?
So I've seen
them, and they're really, really cool, because one of them actually had a bit of a depth to it. So the bottle went into it, and because it was clear, you could see the bottom of the bottle through it. And it was really cool the way they did
it. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can do those sort of things, but the fact that, as we say, people going out their way to do them is really great. Now, it's Thanksgiving week this week, right? So obviously it's maybe a little bit late to make anything for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is also one of those holidays where we actually get away with, no one really gives gifts for Thanksgiving.
Yes, cool, which I'm also thankful for.
Yeah. Right, the pressure's off, right? There's no Thanksgiving gifts to be worrying about. But straight after that is we're in the sprint to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I started this weekend, I could probably get all of my older relatives, I could get them all gifts made in a weekend for probably less than $100. And the things that I would make them, they would probably cherish way more than if I went out and spent $500 on Amazon and just ordered them all gifts for there as well.
Well, yeah. And if you think about, like, if you, you know, made a little list of ideas, you went on Amazon right now and looked up like the exact, you know, like, oh, like purple metallic coasters, like, you know, anything, and, or like magnets or ornaments, like you would, like you said, it would probably end up being like $500. So you save a lot of money. You honestly save a lot of time and effort in the long run. I know how frustrating it is for me when I go in store and
oh, I can't do it.
Yep. I'm a fast walker. I walk really fast. So everybody's taking their time. I'm in there on a mission. And you know, the last thing I want to do is wait in line. So for this, you don't even have to wait in line. You're doing it at home. You're doing it, you know, if your family's there, you can do it with them as even part of like, you know, the present, like for dad, correct, yeah. You know, for grandpa, but it's like for the kids too. So
I was thinking Christmas decorations. So we've covered Christmas presents. The Christmas decoration thing, it really got me intrigued when we were thinking about it more, because then I went up and looked up online some of the Christmas decorations that people do make. And then I thought about our family. Our Christmas tree has usually got the memories on there. Are like, oh, look at this when the kids were 5 and 3, right? So if you could make those decorations, and as I say, have a picture in there as well, they're memory pieces that probably get passed down.
Oh yeah, for sure. Generations. I know I've got a few ornaments that are from, I think when, not when my grandparents were little, but definitely from when my parents were younger. And right. I'm going to put them up on my tree, you know, but they're kind of looking a little bit rickety, a little bit older now. I wish they were preserved. I could probably still do it, but
see, I'm even thinking things like that. You could probably even take a piece and just do a light coating of epoxy on some of these things to preserve them as well.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, you definitely could. That's actually I might do that this year before I actually put all my decorations up.
Right, especially old stars and old odd-shaped ornaments that obviously you probably wouldn't do it with baubles, because the epoxy would self-level to the bottom and drip off. But yeah, these other things, a light coating on there, I mean, that could really help protect them and sustain them as well.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know about you guys, if you have pets at home, I know dogs, I know cats, a little bit of trouble with trees. My tree's luckily fake, but my cats are definitely already eyeing it, and I only have one ornament on it. So
oh, sorry. Yeah. I we've had a cat before just go full pelt into the tree, and we're like, he's in the tree. And it's like, oh, it's going to be mad. Yeah. And I've seen this, a lot of funny videos out there online of cats and dogs pulling trees over, which is hopefully that doesn't happen, but that's actually too funny when you actually see that sort of stuff. But yeah, the photo things, again, there's molds out there for them. You can actually get and like cut out, stencil out a picture of the family, encase it in the resin so it's actually transparent. I mean, it, around the family, it looks really amazing that way. Then the other one was mantle displays.
Yep.
You know, where you, if let's say you want to do a bigger piece with the family picture in there, or just a Merry Christmas, you could actually put a sign that says Merry Christmas at the bottom, maybe a picture of the family or a picture of the dog, or different things like that that you can actually use.
Yeah. Or like you could even make like a tiny little diorama of your whole family for Christmas, you know?
And that's
like
something you love, right?
Yes. I love dioramas. Yep. Everyone will hear me talking about it on and off between episodes for sure.
But that's the beauty, right, Rachel? You found something you love. You found something you really enjoy. And because that's an arts and craft piece as well, again, people are going to know that she took time and energy, and it wasn't, she didn't just dial this in. She didn't, she cared, right? So I've got a question for you. I've heard, and probably people are thinking out there, yeah, but can I make this without making a mess of the situation? Honestly, it's so hard to make a mess of the situation with this stuff. But I have heard about some funny homemade gift stories that maybe people will want to stay away from. And this doesn't include epoxy resin, but it includes other things. So what's the first one?
So the first one, and this is actually something that I have done myself, and honestly, not even ashamed to admit, multiple times over the years of my childhood. But so we were looking and we were reading a story about how a mom thought it would be really cute to make cookie ornaments with her kids and, you know, as a gift for the grandparents. So she found a recipe online, but she didn't realize that it was non-edible salt dough. So when her dad bit into the ornament at the gift exchange, he made a face, you know, like he bit into a salt lick, and it was just like black, like really gross. And even to this day, they still hang those up on the tree. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever made those, but I did. And it's basically the equivalent to super solid Play-Doh.
Yeah.
And it does not taste good.
Not good for your teeth.
They're really cute. And yeah, they really do look like cookies, but yeah, don't get them confused because they do not taste good.
So I'll take the next one, which is mystery pottery. So my son's in ceramics, and some of the things he makes are amazing. But this teenager tried to make handmade pottery gifts. He thought, I'd go really creative and I'll make mugs, some with handles, some without handles, maybe some that are tilted and bent.
Yeah.
And by the time it was said, the family just couldn't stop laughing at the modern art, right, that they were in this. So they eventually just ended up using them for planters for pots and stuff, because even some of them weren't even kilned properly and the water would just come out the bottom of them. So,
oh my goodness. Yep.
Yeah. It's a disaster. Now, you don't get that with using the resin when you've got a silicon mold and you're putting you are not going to be facing these disasters. And actually, solid. Rachel, if we hear of any resin disasters, we'll cover it.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will. I am on it. I am actually scouring the web often for little resin stories and things like that. So,
what's this last homemade gift disaster that we've got?
Ooh, the candle disaster. That one was interesting to me. So apparently a teenager decided to save some money by making homemade candles. And this is totally something I would do. And so, you know, they looked really nice, but when they were burning, they kind of like gave this off smell to them and kind of made the room smell a little bit weird. So it turns out that she had actually used cooking oil instead of essential oils and basically made a candle that smells like fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And now that family calls it their dinner candles, which I thought was so cute.
You know, you got to be careful with candles, because I actually remember once being given some homemade candles and the water content in them was too much.
Huh.
And so I put them on the table, put them in little candle holders, lit
them.
Did the
glass
break? We walked away. They burnt so fast. The wick was on the table burning.
Whoa.
Yeah, it burnt so quickly down. And that's why you got to have that right balance of wax to water. And so it was nearly a huge disaster. It was a mini disaster, but it could have been much worse.
Yeah, because
you got to watch that sort of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, to our listeners out there, there's ways you can do homemade disasters, but they don't have to be. Using epoxy resin is so easy. We've got so many how-tos on the website. You can come and look at how to do them. There's even a video on there with me doing it with my kids. You know, they were probably 7 at the time when we were doing this.
Oh, that's cute.
It's so easy. And it's so cool to do. They don't smell. It's not like you're going to be like, I can't do this indoors. We need to be out. You don't. There's very little fumes.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe. And as I say, the results you get at the end of it, you'll be amazed. And even the littlest kids, You supervise them and you watch them just poke things in with little sticks or make sure they're wearing gloves. And it's so easy. And again, if you can make it something for the elder people in your families, you will figure out that unanswerable question.
Oh, yes.
If that for someone that has everything and says they want nothing, finally, you've got something for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Rachel, till next time, this has been a great episode, especially getting everyone ready for Christmas gifts and that. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yes, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, guys. And you, Ian, it is my pleasure to be here. And I can't wait until the next episode.
We'll see you again on Resin Mastery, Explore and Eye Coat Epoxy. Till next time.
See ya.